NPR is talking with Americans about their hopes during the first year of the Trump administration. Today, we visit Atlanta, where an entrepreneur is trying to start a new business in a neighborhood that's been economically depressed. Her mission? Preserving regional culinary traditions. Here's NPR's Debbie Elliott.
Not far from a giant new sports dome under construction in downtown Atlanta, Keitra Bates shows me Student Movement Boulevard, the corridor that runs through three historic black colleges, Morehouse, Spelman, and Clark Atlanta.
Now we're on Fair Street, and you can see the change. It's immediate.
Just blocks from the leafy campuses, signs of neglect.
And these are boarded up houses and, you know, vacant lots.
But at the bottom of the street, Bates sees hope.
Here's my dream come true.
It's a vacant storefront, yellow stucco cinder block with iron bars on the windows and doors, and a small side yard littered with abandoned tires. A corner store, the Fair Street Superette, is next door. This is where Bates plans to open Marty's. It will be a shared kitchen and marketplace for home cooks to make and sell their goods.
Discover the flavor of the neighborhood is really what we're trying to do with Marty's.
Bates says here in West Atlanta, home cooks have traditionally sold cookies, pies, salad dressings, and other foodstuffs at barbershops, salons, and local businesses. But as the area gentrifies, she says, they're being pushed out.
If the newcomers don't support the small businesses, but instead the small businesses change hands and they become businesses that really, you know, are more to their taste. And because they don't know about this cultural phenomenon, then this whole economy of entrepreneurs, you know, just kind of gets ghosted.
Bates is in the process of buying the building. She's using a local innovation grant as seed money and is raising startup funds online. The mother of five ran a pizzeria until a new landlord raised her rent on a revitalized West Atlanta street. Bates says don't expect her to get too worked up over the new president.
For me and for a lot of people like myself, you know, one administration to the next, we can't necessarily say like, oh, that was amazing for us. Sure, it's inspirational, but did we see some huge, huge change in terms of business?
Bates says she hears a lot of angst about the Trump administration and would like to see all that energy put into action.
Being afraid, being paralyzed is not what's needed. What's needed is for people to be energized and get involved in where they live and change things.
Outside the storefront, a man walks down the block to encourage her to buy the building.
Y'all thinking about investing?
David Amadou is also investing here in the Ashview Heights area.
Like when I first came down here, I asked the cops, like, what's going on with this place? And they were like, oh, it's nothing but prostitutes, this and that, blah, 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 blah. It's a bad area.
One of them told me they need to drop a bomb on this area.
Yeah, but that's not true. They don't see the potential in it.
Amadou renovates blighted homes and rents them to college students. He not only shares Bates' vision for the neighborhood, but also a similar political outlook. Amadou says he's not counting on President Trump to change things here.
It's not his job to care about my community. It's my job to care about my community. So I don't expect him to give a damn about anything that's going on over here because nobody else has.
Amadou says it's a matter of harnessing the way people here have long known how to care for one another, recalling the first time that anyone offered him a pie was on this street. Bates lights up, thinking of the elderly sweet potato pie lady and the Syrian refugee cookie baker she's lined up as tenants.
Oh, come on, Chicago. It's so good to meet you. Wow.
I believe in this neighborhood. Martin Luther King went to high school right there.
Right.
And then he went to college right up the street right there.
Yes.
So we have to take care of this place, and I'm going to do it, whether I got to do it by myself
or
whether I'm
going
to talk to people like you.
You're not doing it
alone. I'm going to die here. I firmly
How
believe
beautiful.
In that.
Yes.
You're not doing it alone, she says, heartened that someone else has hope for a place once neglected. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Atlanta.